We'll get to the rest of the NFL schedule this weekend in a little while, but time now to get to the weather. Got a game in a dome. It's a retractable dome. We were talking about that earlier. It's kind of weird. Like, you don't think of Lucas Oil Stadium as being a retractable stadium, but it is. But I'm expecting it's going to be closed this weekend. We'll get the weather from Pat Hammer here as we kind of talk about that and see what, you know, they could possibly do. In the meantime, here in Buffalo, if you're staying back, always a fun time to go out this time of year. Maybe checking out what's going on Thanksgiving, fall, playing some football games, and, of course, enjoying watching the Buffalo Bills. We'll do that now with Patrick Hammer on the Western Hotline.
Break it down! Stop! Have a time!
And joining me right now on the Western Hotline is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV 2 Chief Meteorologist. What is going on, my man? Welcome to another Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, Sal. Wait, you said that they may be closing the... Since when did Indianapolis not have a dome stadium?
They have a retractable roof, and it's almost always closed.
Oh.
They can open it if they choose, but they rarely do.
Kind of like Houston, right? Where they rarely... Okay.
But they do have a retract... Isn't that funny? Like, you don't think of Indy as a retractable roof.
No, never. Which is why I wasn't doing a tremendous amount of focus on Indianapolis weather for the game on Sunday, given that I just assumed it was a dome. But knowing that, I guess there's a chance.
I guess so. I haven't received official word, and obviously... weather would play a role in that, but from what I saw, you tell me, look like maybe some rain on Sunday anyway, and that would kind of, you know, close that opportunity, I guess, no pun intended.
Yeah. Of course, I can't say I ignored Indianapolis weather. Of course, I read
right,
that.
Of course.
That may be going. Saturday night, Sunday morning early is when the rain would be moving through there. So if, hypothetically, the dome was to be open, it's looking fine. So if you're traveling to Indy, there is rain. The system that's going to bring us rain on Sunday is going to move through Indianapolis Saturday night on its track here. So there will be rain then maybe early Sunday morning, and then the rest of the day looks just fine. And this storm that's coming is this monster snowstorm in Colorado, like just crazy snow. But as it heads our way and towards Indianapolis and then eventually Buffalo, it's going to run into warm air and it'll be rain, not snow yet. No, nothing like that yet here just yet.
So this storm that's coming this way, that won't really impact, you know, in that particular fashion this part of the country, you're saying?
No, it is. The storm that's in Denver now.
Right.
Is going to be in Buffalo Sunday.
But I mean the snow, in that fashion, though, the snow,
that. No, it's going to be all rain here.
Okay.
We don't see snow for quite a while around here. But
it's wild.
And I know, I'm ready for a little season change. Mm-hmm. But it's not in the cards over the next week or so. But the good news is if you're going to be in Indy, Sunday looks fine, close to game time.
All right, what about Saturday evening if you're going to Indy? What does it look like then? Because a lot of people making the trip. I always say it's a great city. I don't know if you've ever been there, but, you know, it's a big convention city. They have the NFL Combine every year. There are tons of hotels, tons of great restaurants, steakhouses. Really cool city, I think, in Indianapolis if people want to go visit.
I've been there once, and I was so impressed with the downtown.
Yeah.
Totally walkable, a lot going on. I wasn't there long, but it was a great city. Did I hear this from you or somebody about flights from Indy in Buffalo?
From me.
I thought I heard that a direct flight was added between Indianapolis and Buffalo. Because
would not
so
surprise
many...
me. That happened in Kansas City a few years ago.
That's what I heard. I thought if it wasn't from our sports department, it was from your station. Somebody had said that they are adding a flight direct coming home because of so many expected Bills fans.
Well, get John Scott on it. Find out about that for us. I wouldn't be surprised. That actually happened in Kansas City a few years ago. It's very tough. We don't have direct flights from Buffalo to a lot of places, but Kansas City they didn't. And that actually happened when the Bills were playing there. And I noticed they actually added a flight, and you know, Bills fans jumped on board. This is a good place to go, destination city. It is drivable, but it's a lot easier, obviously, to fly. This isn't Detroit, where you can go like 4.5 hours to Canada, right? It would take a little bit longer, so you could drive it if you want. And some people might, because actually, I've heard people say that what they were planning on doing was going to see Florida State and Notre Dame the night before, and then going to the Bills-Colts game the next day.
I love it. I love it. That's a great weekend menu of sports. I think you had mentioned, or your team had mentioned, you know, when you go to the Columbine, it's like a 7-hour drive, 8-hour drive about?
Yeah. I try to fly, but I know that I think that's about what it is. If you do, you split the driving and things like that, it doesn't have to be too bad of a drive. What are we looking at this weekend here in Buffalo then? You talked about that storm coming this way. What about as the weekend progresses from now and through the weekend? We have a holiday weekend, obviously, so maybe even into Monday, because there's a Sabres game Monday afternoon.
Okay, so here's the deal. After having the warmest Halloween on record, the warmest election day on record, by the way, the weather is taking a little bit of a turn towards the cooler, but certainly not, I wouldn't call it cold. The average high right now is in the low 50s, and that's what we're going to see today. Tomorrow looks spectacular. Cobalt blue skies, maybe a few clouds off the lake, but really a nice day, a dry day. A little on the cool side, upper 40s to around 50 degrees. So if you've got outdoor plans, a little honey-do list, some raking, whatever it is, Saturday is your day. Sunday, not so much. That system over Colorado will arrive. Most likely you wake up Sunday morning, it's dry. You may have a few hours there to get some stuff done. But by late morning, but certainly by the middle part of the day and into the afternoon, some rain coming. Temperatures in the 50s, so it's going to be rain, no snow. So the first half of the weekend is the good part, a little damp for the second half.
What about into the holiday week? Monday's a holiday, then into next week.
Yeah, Veterans Day on Monday, some clouds and a couple of spotty showers, but not a big deal. I think you've got some usable time outside on Monday. Nothing that I think should, you know, get in the way of too many plans, but it's not going to be as beautiful as it was earlier today. Today, the clouds are going to begin rolling in today, by the way, if you've been out enjoying the sun.
All right. Now, obviously, I don't want to put you in a position 10 days out, because that's always tricky to do, but the Bills do have a home game against the Kansas City Chiefs at 4:25 p.m. a week from Sunday. Are you still seeing this kind of calmer, not shaky weather pattern? As you just said, we're not going to be really seeing any, you know, drastic change as far as snow or anything like that. What are you seeing kind of long term here?
So do not see a turn to cold. I do see a turn to cooler by the end of next week. Rain showers here Thursday into Friday. There is another weak weather system coming in behind it for Sunday afternoon. Here's what it won't be. It's not going to be cold. Okay. We can rule out cold. It's 10 days out, so I can't say or guarantee a dry Sunday at this point. There is a weak weather system that's going to be kind of skirting through, it looks like, on Sunday. But I'm just glad the game, if it was a Thursday night game, I would be worried, because that's when we're going to get wet here again. The system that comes behind it for here on Sunday doesn't look that important. I think we're going to be okay, but I can't rule out some showers for next Sunday evening.
All right. Well, hey, that's okay. 4:25 p.m. game then. That's a Sunday. Then there's a bye week. Then there's a bye week, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then a night game against the Niners. Man.
And the Bills are home for like a month. Do you see that?
Yeah.
They have the bye and then two back-to-back home games. So,
Let me look here. So, actually, there's a bye week. After this game on November 10th, their next road game isn't until December 8th in L.A. That's right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The reverse happened earlier this year, though. If you remember, they played at home on the 23rd and did not play at home again until October 20th.
I was concerned that the Bills players weren't going to remember where the stadium was. It was so long between home games. It's like, okay, guys, it's Orchard Park. Remember that. It's reverse. It's a nice a nice time of the year that they don't have to travel either. So that'll be good for a couple weeks.
All right, buddy. Keep us updated. If anything changes on Sunday, I'll make sure to let the listeners know. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next Friday.
See you next Friday. Bye, guys.
All right, that is Patrick Hamer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Looks all right. Sounds good then. Go have a good time in Indy. Have a good time Saturday night here. And then Sunday, don't worry. Rain. So what? You're going to watch the Bills game. Sit inside. Watch it. And of course, turn down the TV, turn up the radio. The Buffalo Bills Radio Network. For Chris Brown and Eric Wood, and I'll be down on the field. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. We'll come back after this. We'll wrap it up for you with a look, a final look at the late games on Sunday.